On today's episode, we discuss the nonsense of praying impossible prayers. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, also known as Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading, the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. Oh. Yeah. And today, we read Joshua 10, Psalm 142 through 143, Jeremiah 4, and Matthew 18. Now, have you ever read some of the stories in the Bible and thought, yeah, right. Like, there's no way. Like, sometimes we read the Bible stories that sound crazy, impossible, or highly unlikely as we hold them up to what we've experienced in life, right? Sometimes these stories can encourage us to believe God for more, but many times you can also walk away feeling like this book is unbelievable. How can I trust a God whose book is filled with such fantasies? Well, I've been there. And then God gives me moments where he shows me glimpses of his reality in my day-to-day and reminds me that while these glimpses seem unbelievable as well, it's all real. It's all true. Do you believe is the question he asks. Then the realest question that I ever end up asking is like the one that the man asked when he wanted his son healed. He said, I believe, help my unbelief. I think for most of us, if we were honest, that would be the real cry in our hearts. The reality of I have some faith, give me some more. And texts like we read today in Joshua 10 is one that can feed disbelief or challenge us to believe to greater levels. In this scene, Joshua has been taking down neighboring kingdom after neighboring kingdom and has become allies with Gibeon. The king of Jerusalem, however, grew fearful that he and his kingdom was next and developed an allied force of his own with several other kings in the area and decided to attack the city of Gibeon. And as one would anticipate, Gibeon calls upon Joshua and the Israelites for help, which makes the move to attack Gibeon a questionable one, but at best one that demonstrates an underestimation of what they'd be up against when facing God's people, no matter how many are on their side. Now, in verse 8, God explains why attacking Gibeon was such a bonehead move. And it reads, And the Lord said to Joshua, Do not fear them, for I have given them into your hands. Not a man of them shall stand before you. The Lord proceeded to cause them to panic, dropped large hailstones from the sky on them, killing more that way than by the swords of the Israelites as the Israelites chased them away. Then Joshua, in a bold move, wanting to fulfill the promise of God that none of the enemy would be left standing, prayed one of the boldest prayers of all scripture. Joshua 10, 12 through 14 reads as this. Sun stand still at Gibeon and moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still and the moon stopped until the nation took vengeance on their enemies. Is this not written in the book of Jashar? The sun stopped in the midst of heaven and did not hurry to set for about a whole day. Y'all, that is a BHAG type prayer, right? Big, hairy, audacious goal. But Joshua is showing us how audacious prayers actually work. It's not about praying bold prayers simply. It's about living out bold obedience. God doesn't simply answer bold prayers like some sort of genie that is excited by your faith, that he can do amazing things. He's excited about his glory. He's excited and passionate about his purposes being fulfilled. When we get in and stay in God's will, our prayers that look and sound so bold are simply us believing God will do what he said he would do and employing faith to that end as we look to be a part of God fulfilling his promises. Nothing is impossible for God except him not fulfilling all that he has promised. Joshua's prayer that he spoke boldly in front of the people may have seemed a bit more foolish if God had not already told him, "You got this." And none but the sun stood still before them that day. God doesn't simply answer impossible prayers. He empowers bold obedience. So the question for us really is, do we have the faith to obey? Let us pray that God gives us more of that audacious faith today. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the examples in your scripture of the way that you move boldly on behalf of your people. We thank you, Lord God, that there is nothing in your word that is false, nothing in your word that does anything other than show us how amazing, how glorious, how unlike anyone else you are, God, Lord. And when there's places in scripture that we are tempted to have disbelief, Lord God, would you empower us to believe? Would you strengthen us with more of your faith, Lord God? And right now we call down your power, your spirit, to empower us to have bold obedience. Give us the strength to obey. Give us boldness to pray prayers that would be in line with what you've called us to, Lord God. Give us boldness to be audacious in our prayer life, asking you to show up and show out as you've promised to, Lord God, knowing that we have a promise, knowing that we have a guarantee that everything that your word has commanded will be done. Help us to pray prayers in line with that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. I hope that has blessed you and encouraged you to pray prayers for faith to obey. Come on, we got to pray to obey. Pray to obey. Man, that right there, I need to get that echo in my head. And I hope that you guys are enjoying these. Wherever you're listening or watching these, make sure you subscribe so you can get more and more of these content each and every day. I'll be having the audios and the videos now releasing every single morning on the podcast as well as on YouTube, and eventually we're going to go into Facebook and Instagram with each one of these. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, subscribe so you don't miss a single one of these. And I can't wait to see you guys back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.